An outdoor concert is one of the delights of the summer season, but this year has been a dangerous one for many concertgoers. A strong gust of wind toppled a stage at the Indiana State Fair on Saturday, killing five people and injuring dozens. There have been other stage incidents in Oklahoma, in Canada, and in Belgium. Investigators are looking into the cause of the various accidents. NPR reporter Joel Rose is asking another question. Who's supposed to be inspecting outdoor stages to prevent these tragedies in the first place? He joins us now. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
First of all, just how widespread is this problem? As I mentioned, there have been other stage collapses this summer.
Well, unfortunately, it does seem to be a relatively common occurrence this summer. As you mentioned, five people died at the Indiana State Fair over the weekend. There was also an incident just on Thursday of this week where tents and stages collapsed at an outdoor music festival outside Brussels in Belgium. There have been incidents, as you mentioned, in Ottawa, Canada, and Tulsa earlier this summer where there were stage collapses due to high wind, but there was only damage to equipment. No one was killed in those incidents. And, of course, the one that grabbed the most attention in the U.S. was the tragic event at the Indiana State Fair last weekend where five people died.
So as to that collapse, what did you uncover about who was supposed to do any sort of inspection?
Well, the answer to that question is that it depends on where you are. There is a patchwork of regulations in this country as to who is supposed to be inspecting outdoor stages, and the regulations can vary wildly from one municipality to the next. I talked to Paul Wertheimer. He's the founder of Crowd Management Strategies, which is a company that advises concert promoters on crowd safety, and let's listen to that tape.
When it's a state property, as in the Indiana State Fairgrounds, the stages don't have to be inspected. But if that same stage that collapsed had been built in the city of Indianapolis, there would have been an inspector who would have looked at it before it was made available for use.
So as you said, there's a patchwork of laws and regulations around the country for outdoor stage safety. Is there a push anywhere for national standards?
Well, that is certainly what Paul Wertheimer and other safety advocates would like to see. They don't believe that the concert industry alone is going to tackle the problem of outdoor stage safety. But the safety advocates also say that the higher standards for equipment are only part of the solution. They point out that there really is no stage structure that can stand up to any wind conditions anywhere on Earth. And when there is extreme weather, safety advocates say that concert promoters and bands need to do a better job of managing the situation. And that can mean dismantling the stage to make it less vulnerable to tipping over in the wind. And it can also mean making sure that the audience is nowhere nearby. They say that a few stages collapse every summer. What is different, apparently, this summer is that there are crowds around when they're falling. And that is, obviously led to loss of life in Indiana and is something that needs to change.
Now, Paul Wertheimer also said that the concert industry doesn't seem kind of likely to act on its own to push for those standards. Is that sort of like the fox guarding the hen house?
The industry has an incentive to keep costs down, frankly, and I think there is some concern that if you created tougher national safety standards, it would make more expensive to put on outdoor concerts. It's a business, of course. And another part of the challenge here is that concert promoters don't want to cancel shows and bands don't want to cancel shows. There's bad publicity associated with canceling a show due to the weather. And of course, some people may lose money if the tickets have to be refunded. So there's not a whole lot of incentive there to send the audience home, even though the audience may be in danger if the weather becomes extreme.
And very interesting. Joel, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Joel Rose's story on who's inspecting outdoor stages was on NPR's All Things Considered this week. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.